And the interior voice continued,
"My daughter, do not move away from me. Do not leave me alone. My love wants your company. Another excess of my love, which does not want to be alone. But do you know whose company it wants? That of the creature. See, in the womb of my mama, all creatures are together with me, conceived together with me. I am with them all love. I want to tell them how much I love them. I want to speak with them, to tell them of my joys and sorrows, that I have come into their midst to make them happy, to console them, that I will remain in their midst as a little brother of theirs, giving all my goods, my kingdom, to each one of them at the cost of my life. I want to give them my kisses, my caresses. I want to amuse myself with them. But, ah, how many sorrows they give me. Some run away from me. Some play deaf and force me into silence. Some despise my goods and do not care about my kingdom, and they requite my kisses and caresses with indifference and obliviousness of me. And they convert my amusement into bitter crying. Oh, how lonely I am, though in the midst of many. Oh, how loneliness weighs upon me. I have no one to whom to say a word, with whom to pour myself out, not even in love. I am always sad and taciturn, because if I speak, I am not listened to. Ah, my daughter, I beg you, I implore you, do not leave me alone in so much loneliness. Give me the good of letting me speak by listening to me. Lend your ear to my teachings. I am the master of masters. How many things do I want to teach you? If you listen to me, you will stop my crying, and I will amuse myself with you. Don't you want to amuse yourself with me?" And as I abandoned myself in him, compassionating him in his loneliness, the interior voice continued, "Enough, enough. Move on to consider the sixth excess of my love.